Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is Tormenta the Finisher. I'm the greeter this morning. Who's on the line?
Top of the morning, it's Sister Sabrina. Happy Tuesday, Declare Victory. God bless everyone on the call.
Good morning, Sister Sabrina. Happy Triumphant Tuesday.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you too, Sister.
Well, thank you.
Good morning, Sister Lisa. God bless everybody on the call. Happy Tuesday. Hey, hey.
Good morning, Sister Lisa. Happy Triumphant Tuesday to you. God bless you. Anyone else?
Good morning, Diva Mayetta.
Good morning, Yvonne. Happy Triumphant Tuesday to you. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, good. My back.
You said your back?
Yeah.
Praying for your back?
Yeah.
Okay. I put you on the list. I got you. You healed in the name of Jesus. Anyone else just joined the call? Want to say good morning?
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. This is Joyful.
Good morning, Joyful. Happy Triumphant Tuesday to you.
Good morning. This is D2.
D2. Good morning to you. Happy Triumphant Tuesday.
Good morning. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyone else that's joining the call will say good morning? Do you have any first-time callers who want to say good morning? Do we have any men that want to say good morning? Mother Leomia, are you on the phone? Are you on the call this morning? Mother.
Good morning, Tarina. Happy Triumphant Tuesday. Good morning, Declare Victory. She might not be on just yet, but I'll text you.
Okay.
All right. Love you, beautiful one.
I love you too, Jill. Love you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Anyone else just want to say good morning? Just joined the call? The reason why I asked for her is her birthday. So I'm going to shout out, happy birthday, Mom. Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. Anyone else just want to call and say good morning? We share Declare Victory.
Good morning, it's Brother Michael. Happy Tuesday.
Brother Michael, happy Triumphant Tuesday. Good to hear your sound this morning. Do we have any other birthdays today? Hallelujah. Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is Tormenta and the Finisher. I'm greeted this morning. Anyone else just join the call and say good morning?
Good morning. This is Juanita.
Juanita, good morning to you. Happy Triumphant Tuesday. Good to hear your sound this morning. Okay, let's get started here. I need everyone to please check your phone to make sure your phone is on mute. Hello, my name is Tarina the Finisher, and I'm your host. Thank you for joining us here on Declare Victory. We are prayer called and meets Monday through Friday, starting at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to edify, empower, encourage, and equip in your walk with Christ. Make sure you join the month of March, where our monthly theme is entitled Suddenly. Each Declare will focus on the importance of expecting and how to properly respond to a suddenly move of God. Make sure you're inviting friends. They will be blessed, too. There is one announcement today, TNT Bible Studies tonight. Prayer begins at 5:30 p.m. sharp, and Bible study will go from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You don't want to miss a teaching from Pastor LeBert Jones. It will definitely enrich your spirit. There was one prayer request submitted by the app, and it's from Glorious. I want to say happy birthday to Mama Leonia. I want to say happy birthday to her. We want to continue prayer for Bubby's family, her daughter and son and grandchildren, and anyone else that's in grief, that's grieving. Also, we want to pray for Yvonne, praying for her back for healing. The order of the call is prayer and corporate praise, Geraldine. The declaration is Geraldine. So she's praying and she's declaring. That's Geraldine. Then we go right and close the comments, hosted by Declare. The scripture for today is from Acts 28:6. They looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. But after they have looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his holy word. At this time, we ask you to put your phones on mute until the spirit come off mute. I now pass the call over to the prayer warrior, Geraldine. Everyone, please have a blessed and awesome day. Jesus loves you, and so do I.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Shall we get started on today? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's a new day. Hallelujah, one that we are not even sure what is encompassed in it, but we're here. Aren't you glad on today? Let us go into prayer. Oh, most gracious and heavenly Father, we come this morning. I want to say thank you. Before I ask for anything, God, I got to thank you for everything. Everything that you've already done. Everything that you're going to do on today, Father God. The prayer warriors that are in the room, those that are coming for the word, those that are in need of a blessing on today, God, I'm praying that your wind will shift on today and that the people of God will begin to praise and thank you for the breakthrough that is on the way, for the healing that is on the way. Father, I thank you for those that are in mourning on this morning. We'll start there. It's too many to name, but God, our dear sister, Sister Bubbly, the many mornings that she would come on, declaring victory, calling out the names of those that were sick and shut in, those that are not even able to lift their heads from their bed on this morning. Father, I'm praying for Sister Bubbly's family on today, her children, her grandchildren, her sisters and her brothers. And of course, those that are in the Declare Victory room, many of us who did not get to meet her, but God, her presence was always fresh. And on this morning, let this wind of that are blowing come in fresh on this morning, God. I'm praying for those that you need a blessing right now. I'm asking that as we take the phones off of mute on this morning, I want you to begin to sound out to God, to cry out to him. He said, call on me in times of trouble. I will be there. And so as we are taking our phones off of mute, we're going to begin to worship. Come on, let's come on. Let's begin on this morning. Let's light up the I'm praying for the ones that are sick. I'm praying for the ones that are sick. Those that are in the hospital. I'm praying for Yvonne on today. God, I'm asking that you go in and heal her from the middle of her neck all the way down. Every bone on her back. Every nerve on her back.
Of the Lord is flying on this morning, God, and I just want to thank you, God. if we missed anyone, hallelujah, I thank you for each and every one. I thank you for Tarina on this morning. I thank you for the finisher. I thank you that she comes in like a mighty rushing wind, and she comes in with such a beautiful sound. Thank you, God. I thank you right now. As we prepare to just shift right into the word on today, God, let this word come to deliver. Let this word come to set free. And God, let salvation rise up in this place on today. Somebody in this room on today came here broken, God. I pray that the way they came in, that the way they leave the room, they'll be saying, I know my life was changed at the moment. And in the twinkling of an eye, hallelujah, as we will be caught up to be with the Lord, I thank you on today. I'm going to shift over to the word. If you would grab your Bibles on today, grab your word on today, God. Oh, God, Jesus, I thank you on today. I praise you on today, God. I pray that this word will come to allow someone freedom on today. Hallelujah. Maybe you are locked up in your room on this morning. Hallelujah. But let me tell you on today, the earth is shaking. God, I thank you for this word on today. If you would turn with me to Acts 16, and I'm just going to give you a little bit of our word on this morning. I won't be before you long. We know that people are on their way to work. I know that some of you all are dressing, and some may be even in the shower listening. But on today, I pray that the word of faith will come in. If you're lacking your faith on this morning, faith is merely just praying to God and asking Him, Lord, open my eyes today. Let me hear from you on today. God, I thank you. And as we go in to Acts 16, I'm reading from the Clear Word Bible on today. And I'm going to start with one. I would then kind of be jumping around. So if you would just allow the Holy Spirit to do what He do best, let us turn over. Thank you so much. May God add a blessing to the reading and hearing of the word on this morning. And I pray that the prayers that were prayed on this morning, God, you will do it. Fix it, Jesus. And the word, Acts 1, we're going to start at the beginning. I'll just start reading. After Paul and Silas had visited the believers in Derbe, they went to Lystra and met Timothy. His mother was a Jewish believer, and his father was Greek. And that too. Everything they heard from the believers in Lystra and Iconium about young Timothy was good. So Paul decided to take Timothy with him, but not before he was circumcised. Paul believed that it was necessary, if you would at this time, go ahead and check your lines to make sure you're on mute. Hallelujah. For the young man's salvation. But because all the Jews in the region knew that Timothy's father was Greek, and Paul wanted him to accept him as a fellow Jew. From Lystra, they visited the believers in various cities where Paul had been before, sharing with them the three rules of conduct for the world church that the apostles and the elders had agreed on in general council. In Jerusalem, not only were the believers encouraged and strengthened in the faith, but new ones were joining the church every day. Every day, the Lord added to the church and such as should be saved. Listen, suddenly at midnight, there is an event that is taking place. Paul and Silas
are locked up in jail. And as the story reads, if you would, just we'll go to Acts 16, 25 and 26. I'll start at 25. That night, Paul and Silas praised the Lord, and they had been found worthy to suffer for him because the gospel they prayed and sang and shared the good news of salvation with the rest of the prisoners. At about midnight, the earth began to shake as a violent earthquake hit the whole area. The prison foundation shook. Doors flew open, and the chains on every prisoner fell and came off. The warden woke up and saw the prison doors open and thought that all the inmates had escaped. He pulled out his sword and was ready to kill himself. Rather than be publicly executed for losing his prisoners, when Paul heard him draw his sword, he shouted, "Don't kill yourself. We're still here. Don't kill yourself, saints of God, on this morning. We're still here. You don't have the right to take your life. No one escaped." The warden couldn't believe his ears. He called for a torch, rushed into the security block, and stood there in unbelief as he realized that all the prisoners were still there. He had heard what the slave girl had said about Paul and Silas being servants of the Most High God. So he fell on his knees, and in front of them, he begged them to forgive him for treating them so harshly. Then he led them out of the security block, saying, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" On this morning, I don't know what you're facing, what trial that you are in, what's standing in the way of your getting to your next that you need suddenly. You need a shift to happen. On this morning, we're talking about the earthquake that took place on this night, which caused a guard or the prison guard to, they said the warden, but the warden normally have a guard that stands watch. Listen, I worked in the Department of Corrections in Department of Corrections in Arkansas. And in the mornings when you come in into the prison, you shut down. They call it a shakedown. And so you're padded and made sure you don't have any, you know, additional items that you know you shouldn't be taken into the prison. And I want you to hear what happens when you are padded down and when you're going onto government property or into the prisons. Listen, saints of God, if you ever taken anything into and given to a prisoner, do you know that it's illegal? It's called your bringing in contraband. It hasn't been authorized. And on this morning, if you ever have, this is a great day to say, "Lord, forgive me. I didn't know better. I was just being silly." But I'm saying on today, here Paul and Silas are locked in jail, and they began to worship. How many of you all have worshiped so much that the very thing that you needed was right there in your face? How many of you all know that God has not forgotten you? If you are standing in place and you're waiting, watch and pray. I'm going to say this morning to you, God hears the faintest cry, and he answers them by and by. All we have to do is surrender. Listen, the key to the prison episode since the earthquake was not intended to deliver Paul, but to convert the jailer. God knew that Paul would be released the next day. Thereafter, the earthquake was not merely for Paul and Silas' benefits. The earthquake would have been meaningless had not the jailer and the prisoner heard Paul's testimony in prayer and song. Their singing brought about the divine intervention in the earthquake, and all would understand its significance. Hence, the jailer would run to Paul asking how he could be saved. God's purpose to Peter's deliverance in chapter 12 of Acts. And Paul in chapter 16 are apparent. The purpose of imprisonment was his execution. For Paul, the intention was only to threaten him surprisingly. Yes, that's another suddenly. You know how someone surprises you or they catch you off guard. Have you ever had something scare you so bad that you lost you actually, it took the wind out of you? But on this morning, saints of God, I'm saying to you, this month, our suddenly is now. You don't have to wait till the battle is over. We shout now. We give in to him. I give in to the Holy Spirit. Getting up early, can't sleep, the hour. We just had a time change on Sunday of last week. Has not even been a week. And I bet many of you all are on the old time. Yeah. So that means you're getting up an hour afterwards. We've moved forward. Listen, it's no time to sleep. If you are in your king mode, and that's K-E-E-N, mode, you want to be doing something. Make yourself useful. It's planting season. It's time to plant. That's in the ground. Maybe you planted last year. It's about to come up. There's about to be some new growth right here in the room. Maybe you will be asked to share a word with the people, the believers on today. Perhaps it's your time. What is it on today that you need a sudden movement, a shift in the atmosphere, a change in your deliverance? I'm telling you, when you just submit yourselves to God, he will not let you down. He won't. He can't. Our suddenly can mean a promotion on our job. Have you ever came? There's lay members that come in into the sanctuary. They don't tell you anything about them. And they're just sitting, they're waiting. And then they begin to speak. The word of God is so powerful. And you're going like, wow, why did you wait? Why are you waiting? Because we don't want to move out of timing. I thank God on this morning for each of you that took your time out of your day. Don't you know this is the hour of power? Don't you know this is the time of awakening? Don't you know that it's a great shaking going on? Don't you know that our earth is disturbed? Don't you know that people are out of place? Don't you know that men and women, children's mothers and fathers are fighting, and the children are up against their mothers? They're just a place and time of so much disrespect. I was on my way in home on the other day, and I'm going down the road, and I look over and I see a beautiful woman, and she was on her cell phone just talking,
like she was on a speakerphone and she was going, and she had her darling little suit on, little jacket on, leather jacket. And in the back of the front of her, I said, I was with my sister, and I said, you know, I think that, if I'm not mistaken, I believe that it's just a body suit. Now, many of you all know, are the ones that we wear underneath. Well, you could wear them with slacks, or you could wear them with a skirt. And I said, well, if that looks like that, then it's probably going to be even worse on the backside. And I didn't realize that she had her whole bottom was out. Listen, things that happen at night. Somebody need a midnight turnaround. And I was like, well, maybe I need to just pull over and take a piece of my item off to cover her. Don't you know that there's people, saints of God, that don't feel like they are worth nothing? So I want to be seen. I want the world to know that I'm being bold. I have the right. Or I'm just bombed out of my head where I don't realize, or you might realize, but it gives you a boldness and a power. Imagine the night workers are walking in the day. What we used to do at night, you know, everything happens at night. Just as Paul and Silas was locked in jail, they did what they knew to do, and that was pray. Saints of God, we need to solicit prayers. Maybe it's your granddaughter. Maybe it's your grandson. Maybe they've gotten caught up. Maybe it's a spouse. Maybe it's you. Maybe it's me. Not pointing the fingers at anyone, but we got plenty of work to do. We must work while it is day. Listen, night is coming. And here we are in a setting. Where is your foundation found? That's a question. It should be in the Word. Where's your faith on today? I hear many speaking and we sitting back and I'm not ready. I don't feel like I got it. Listen, it's okay to stumble. It's okay to stumble in the Word. You have to sit and study. It's time for you to move forward. We want you to gather your places right here in this room. This is where everyone is free to talk. Listen, we can't talk when the pastor is speaking, but here they give you a chance and an opportunity. Keep speaking. Your sound is sounding great. And let your light shine. We used to sing a song, "This Little Light of Mine." No, you don't have a little light. Your light should be beaming. It should lighten up a room when you step in. The effervescence of your fragrance, or just you as being who you are, it should be enough to melt the heart of an angry person. Listen, even the jailer, the warden, as they said, listen, I was assistant to the warden. And I know when the prisoners got out of hand, it was very hard to get them back into control because they've been locked up for so long. I'm saying to you from experience, it's time. If you feel like you've been encaged, are you in a prison locked up today? I want the earthquake to take place. I know we're beyond 12 o'clock midnight, but some of you all need a shift from where you are to where God wants to take you. In your situation, listen, all of us have been in places that we shouldn't have been. We're not going to talk about you. We're going to pray for you. We're going to hold you. We're going to cry with you. All of our children is doing things that we did. We just got our head knocked enough to get us back in place. Come this morning, I'm throwing out a plea to you. If you're on the line today and you know that you need a shift, if you know that you need a breakthrough, and I'm talking about a serious breakthrough where from this point on, I'm not looking back. I'm moving ahead. I got to declare my liberty. See, listen, the Son has set you free. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. We have all of these stories and more stories in the Word about people being free, about the earthquake shaking, even in Acts 2 on the day of Pentecost. A wind, a great and mighty wind came. And I'm going to ask, I said I didn't want to be before you long. And I mean, I'm not going to be before you long. But I'm going to ask Rochelle, if you would, go ahead. And if you know it's something, I'm going to ask you as the declarers to take your phone off of mute. We came in prayer. And we're going to leave out of this word in prayer on this morning so that the earth is shaking on this morning. And I want the Lord to do something that's mighty and powerful here. I want this day to for you to write down, this is the day I got set free. Many of us have a born again date. And I'm not talking about the day you were literally born. I'm talking about the day after your birth. We're talking about your new birth in Christ. Write down today's date. I want you to write it down. And every time you look at it, this is the day I said, Lord, I'm not going to do that again. I'm not going to go back over there no more. I don't want those things. I don't want to become a prisoner. I want to be free. I want to be set free. I hear chains falling this morning. I see that there's a breaking and a shift that has taken place. I hear the silence in the room on this morning. But on today, as we hear this word, God is doing a new thing. God is calling out for his people. What is your work that you need to do? What are you lacking on today that we, as the believers, can help you with? Here and now, we ask you, what can we do? And as I go in, the grounds begin to shake. I'll wait. I'm waiting. I want you to begin to just get in your space. If it's on the floor or if it's in your closet, step in there on today. Let's coach each other on today. Hallelujah. And as the ground is shaking around you, you're standing on holy ground. If you're in your home, that's your haven, your safe haven. How can you activate your faith on this morning? These things come through prayer and fasting. We ain't gotta scream it out. Because God wants to hear your sound on this morning as I say thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Come like a rushing wind, come like never before. Come like a rushing wind, come like never before. Whoa.
Come like a rushing wind, come like never before.
Come like a rushing wind, come like a rushing, come like never before. Come like a rushing wind. Don't bother. I will stay here until you change me. Cause I need you, I don't wanna move. I will stay here until you change me. Cause I need you, I will stay here until you change
me. Hey, right here.
Anybody need him in this room?
If you're in this room this morning, don't move. Stay right here. Tell him, until you change me, I need you. Come. Come. Come, Jesus, come. Come, Jesus, come. Come like a rushing wind.
We want to see something happen.
Come like never before.
We want to see something happen
like
in our generation.
Come like never before.
I
don't
want to
move.
Until you
stay
change
here.
Cause I need you. Don't want to. I will stay here until you change me. I need you, keep saying, I don't. I will stay here.
Just keep saying, I don't want to move. Just stay
until
right here. We have a little time.
I need you.
Will you change?
Don't want to
move. I will stay here.
I need you. Come like a rushing wind. Come like never before. Come like a rushing wind. Come like never before.
Come like never before.
Come like never before.
Come like never before.
Come like a rushing.
Come like a rushing.
Come like never before.
Come like never before.
Come like a rushing.
Come like never before.
Come like a rushing.
Come like a rushing.
Don't bother. I will stay here until you change me. I need him, I don't wanna move. I will stay here until you change me. I need you, I will stay here until you change me.
Anybody need him in this room?
I need you, don't wanna move. I will stay here until you change me. I need you. That's why I'm proud. Come like a rushing wind. Say,
come like a rushing wind.
Come like never before.
Come like never before.
Come like a rushing wind.
Come like never before.
Come like never before.
Come like
we want to see something happen. We want to see something happen in our generation.
Come
I will stay here until you change me. Cause I need you, don't wanna move. I will stay here until you change me. I need you, keep saying, I don't. I will stay here until you change me. I need you, don't wanna move.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Don't want to move. I'm going to stay right here. Don't want to move. Thank you, Jesus. At this time, I just want to say good morning to each and every one of you all. And just stay right there. If something shifted this morning for you, you've got
a little, as they say, a little nudge this morning. As we are greeting on this morning, I don't want to move. I want to stay here until you change me. I want the Lord to come like a rushing wind. Come like never before in this generation. We need to see our God come like a rushing wind and come like never before. And we need a suddenly on this morning. Good morning for all those. This is your first time coming on the line on this morning. And you just want to say good morning. You may do so at this time. We are shifting the call to our Love, Life, and Victory portion. If you just take your phone off on mute. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. Don't want to move. You may speak at this time. God bless you all. Good morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning. Is there any new callers on the phone on this morning and you'd just like to say good morning? You can do so now. Give you a moment. If there's any men on the line on today and you've been blessed on this morning and you're asking the Lord to come like a rushing wind, come like never before. I don't want to move. I'm just going to wait. You can say hello at this time. Thank you so much. God bless you. Come on, let's celebrate. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Good morning. This is Kevin. Thank you for your declaration. Thank you for the word.
Thank you, Kevin. God bless you, man of God.
Thank you.
Come like a Russian.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
What's up, family?
What's up, family? How are you? God bless you.
I'm doing fine. God bless you.
Thank you.
Good morning, it's Tracy. Happy Tuesday, everyone.
Good morning, Sister Tracy. God bless you.
Good morning.
You went in and out.
Great declaration.
How are you this morning, Mama?
Good morning, it's Pretty Patrice.
Thank you, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you.
I'm like a Russian man. Yes. Come like never before. I don't want to move until you change me, God. So many things. Good morning. How are you?
Bless.
How are you, Juliet? How are you?
That is good.
Thank you, Niece.
Good morning, Geraldine.
Good morning,
Miss B.
I don't want to move.
I felt your heart this morning.
Don't want to move.
Be blessed.
Until you change me. This is a personal plea to you on this morning. Good morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Miss B. I appreciate it. Thank you. God bless you on today. Thank you, Jesus. Don't want to move. Is there anyone else? Anyone? The line is open to you. You may speak at this time if you like. I hear you in the background. Thank you for all of you that have participated on this morning in our morning greeting. And as we are shifting over to
our word on today. I talked a little bit about the prison that I worked in, and I was over, there was in the area, I was in a small city of Arkansas, Pine Bluff, Mississippi. I mean, Pine Bluff, Arkansas, sorry, not too far from Little Rock, maybe about an hour, but just in the town that I was in, and I think it was approximately, I want to say, 1,000, well, we'll go a little higher than that, maybe, I want to say, I'll go in and give it about 600,000, we'll go there, not a million, because we, here in our city, it's getting bigger and bigger. But being locked up in a prison, it's a lot of steps. And for each, if you've ever been incarcerated, or if you've ever been in prison, you'll understand the heart cry of this man. They were, customarily, they were prayers. Paul and Silas had been praying for Lydia. She was a woman that had some wealth. She was there in the market selling fine linen. Many of us have been in business, and the business, whatever your business is, some go to the Berkeley flea market, and some are at the Napa flea market. I'm just saying where you can sell items, but these particular men, the two men, Paul and Silas, also Timothy was with them at one point, and at the time they were moving, and Timothy was sent home just to, so that way he can get a little bit more under his belt. He was a young boy. And so I'm saying to you on today, in this prison, there was five prisons that were in the area. And I won't name them, but there were five right in the square that I was in that housed over anywhere from 2,000 men. These were the men prison. I'm saying this today, if you know anybody that is locked up in prison and they can't get free, I want you to tell them to get in prayer as never before. And I want them to learn how to pray. Just as the Hebrew boys got locked up and they were in the fiery furnace, they also were prayers. It is so important, thanks to God, that we go back to prayer. It's very, very important. If you are not speaking at this time, you can put your phone on mute if you're not speaking. And if you want to speak on this morning, you may do so. You can talk about your experience of what you have experienced with someone, possibly they were prisoners. Listen, they were praying so hard and singing so loud that even, now here the warden, he sleep, but they were awake because they needed something to happen. And when I tell you, the chains broke off of every prisoner, not just Paul and Silas, but the whole prison. Listen, just in the unit that I was in, there was probably about 700 men in the unit that I was in. It was one of the largest ones. When I came there, I was at what they call just totally numb, did not know anything. But I learned a lot of things that you never want to give information when you're in these areas, or give as little as you can. Go in to visit the inmate, but don't go in to do anything else. Whatever that else is, don't do it. It's not worth it. Not for your integrity. Listen, on today, God wants to do something for you. Is there anyone on this morning, as Paul and Silas being locked in jail, and as they were, the prison, the warden fell to his knees when he realized, wait a minute, they could have all just left. But because they were under Holy Ghost arrest, maybe you've never been under Holy Ghost arrest, but today you're under Holy Ghost arrest. And until you take whatever that is hindering you from moving in your walk with Christ, today is the day that you are going to be set free. Is there anyone on this line on today that you don't know him in the pardoning of your sins and you want to get to know him? I see, right now, I don't want to move until he changed me. This is a personal testimony for me. I don't want to move any kind of way that's going to cause me to stumble and fall, be in the wrong place at the wrong time. I want to be right here. I want him to come right here. And right here could be right wherever you are. If you're at work, right here. That's right here. I want you to come in here. I need some changes. Is there anyone on the line that somewhere in this message you felt that there was a peace for you on today? Because Paul and Silas, they're getting ready to head out. Listen, the warden is saved. He didn't give his life over to the Lord. That's how serious it was. Maybe your ground ain't shaking yet, but it's an earthquake on the way, thanks to God. What is it going to take to move you out of that stance that you're in, that miry clay that you have gotten into? Yeah, that's where your feet can't move. Your hands are glued to whatever you're smoking. I don't know. Whatever you're drinking, whatever you're taking, to ease the pain. I want to feel better, God. I want something different in my life. I want to move, God, on this morning until you change me. I want to move. What is it on today? The line is open for you. Speak. Speak. Is there anyone?
Good morning.
Hey. Good morning, my. Hey. Ooh, hey. How are you, Lisa?
Yes.
If I ask, hey, God, good morning.
He brought me so far. I'm grateful to God. I'm grateful to declare victory. And as I was going to take care of some things last week, I was at City Hall. I'm trying not to be so long. But I just praise God because I had asked him to take these cigarettes away from me. I've been smoking since I was 16. And I tell you, I walked down the street smoking that cigarette. And when I got upstairs into City Hall, I could not breathe. And I couldn't even talk, but I said, Jesus, in my mind. And then my breath came back. And then I had to have the treatment. But praise God, I haven't smoked a cigarette in 2 weeks, and I didn't think it could be done. But I give the glory and honor to God, because I just said that the cigarette is giving me peace. But I ask God, he's giving me peace. He's giving me peace. He changed me from that state of mind that I need a cigarette to relax. I need a cigarette to calm my nerves. And he can do it all. As he brought me so far, I just thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Lord. Jesus, the first couple of days, I had to cry out to him because I wanted a cigarette so bad, but Jesus took it away and I asked him to take it away.
Hey.
He did it his way.
Hey.
And I got to, he every day, every second, because this cold turkey just quit. It's all right though, because I can call on him when I'm feeling like it's different. Is a change without a cigarette in the morning. It's a change all throughout the day. But I'm calling on him to give me strength. So I
yes.
thank you, Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. Hey.
Ooh, thank you. Hey. Suddenly. Hey. Suddenly. Suddenly. Suddenly.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Jesus.
Glory,
y'all ought to be testifying and y'all should be worshiping with her.
Yes.
What is your addiction on today?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What is your addiction on today? That's what he said. What is your addiction? Come on, because today is the day you just complain. We ain't going to tell nobody. We don't care. Today is the day. Let's get free. Because, see, whom the Son set free is free indeed. Lisa, and look, Lisa is coming out, y'all, and she cut every day. She get something else is breaking off. I told you I hear the chains falling in this room on this morning for us to be free. Just as Paul and Silas, here they are locked in jail. They can't get out, but they knew what to do. Prayer is your answer. That was what I asked. How do you activate your faith in the Word? How do you activate your faith in the Word? I hear you back in the back. Are you cooking breakfast on today? God bless you. I love it. We want to.
Good morning, Mother Jerry.
You can go ahead and speak. Good morning, sister. Thank you.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Great to hear. It always amazes me how you can be secluded in one place and peaceful in one place. When you know that the Lord is your peace, you can have peace in a place where you can feel like, you know, you shouldn't have no peace, that you're bound and whatnot. But I celebrate Lisa on today because of her confession and her commitment. Once she made that commitment, that confession to the Lord that she didn't want it no more, we don't, once we tell him, we can't tell him how to do it. And sometimes he gives us trouble breathing. He gives us the sickness in our stomach. He gives us headaches. But for whatever reason, he did what he does. He's faithful and just. So I celebrate, whether it be 2 weeks, two days, 2 hours. Thank God that he is faithful, that you honored him and acknowledged that it is him. So keep going, sis. We're going to keep praying for you, honey. Keep going.
Amen. Amen. That's it. Go ahead. Yes. Lisa, were you speaking?
Thank you. Thank you. The glory to God. Yes, all of a sudden, but yes, I thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Keep praying. I'm praying. I'm not going back. If he gave my breath back. And so I'm grateful for that. And so I need to keep going forward. And now I can pray to him. And now, as she said, he gives me peace when I don't have to have a cigarette every time I get up and do anything. But I was hiding it. I thought I was hiding it, but I wasn't hiding it from God. He already knew. But once I said, you got to take this away from me, I don't know how you go do it. My breath cut off. Ask the Lord Jesus for all I could say in my mind because I couldn't talk. But the God came back, so I said, done with it.
Amen. Well, you know, we listen, all of us are hanging on to our, I call them our secret sins, darling sins. You hanging on to them. But the Lord said you need to cut the chase on today. Listen, how can you be found worthy? The night that Paul and Silas praised, this is at 25. The Lord, they had been found worthy to suffer for him because of the gospel. They prayed and they sang and they shared the good news of salvation with the rest of the prisoners. Look, they had church in the prison. Oh, yeah, that's what they were doing. They were having Bible study in the prison. See, you're wondering why when a person is incarcerated, some of them aren't changed, but a lot of them, they come out. We have a lot of men and women of God. They come out. Every one of us have did something. We've done something. All have sinned. Every one of us. You know, we take that so casually.
Good morning.
But God, is there someone else? Good morning. How are you?
Yes. Yes, good morning. This is Cynthia. I just want to say to Lisa, the other day I was listening to a woman of God, and I don't really say people's name because I'm not sure if they want me to say it, but I was listening to a woman of God, and she had she used to smoke and stuff, and so she had a talk with Jesus, and this probably would help you out, Lisa, and she was telling God how, you know, she likes smoking. She likes doing this stuff, but she wanted to stop for her kids. And so she said, God, you know, I like smoking. I like doing this, but I need you to take the taste out my mouth. I need you to take the want to smoke out my mouth, out my mind. And if you just ask God, Father, I like smoking. I like doing this. But I know it's not good for me. So if you can just take the taste out my mouth, if you can just take the thought of why I want to smoke out my mind, because I can't do this without you. In order for me to not smoke, I need you to do this, Father. So I just want to pass that on to Lisa.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much.
Father God, forgive me for my sins. No. Please don't take. I do like smoking. Please
stick to cheese. Yes. I'm talking about not just cigarettes. We're talking about the weed because they have medically made it, you know, I'll take it for medicinal purposes. You know, you just stop it. They're getting you up, and then the next thing you know, you done got a DUI, a DIU, or whatever they call them. And you sitting somewhere in jail because you was high and you know, did something silly. Come on, saints of God, we've got to get to a place. This is a place right here in this room. The song that was played is Come Like a Rushing Wind, and that is William McDowell. Some of you all just need to put that on play in your vehicle, at your house, until you just fall out on the floor, and you didn't listen to it so much. It's, you know, back in the day we used to have the 45s and the LPs. That's you know, we put them on and we just play them over and over and over all night. Just go back and repeat, or you just need to put it on repeat. Come like a rushing wind. Listen, in the prison where Paul and Silas were, and said to them, these officers have come with an order from the magistrate to release you. This means I can let you go in peace. Look, they wanted to send them out of town. Y'all go ahead. Now, they arrested them illegally, and now they want to send them out quietly. See, this is how the enemy is. These officers have come with an order from the magistrate. That's the man up above. He says, but Paul said to the officers, the magistrate had us publicly beaten and jailed without a trial, even though we're Roman citizens. Now they want us to leave town quietly
as if nothing happened. No. Let the magistrate come and officially release us. Acknowledge that we were beaten without a trial and declared us innocent. Then we'll go. Okay, so the officer takes the message back to the magistrate. See, sometimes we just got to have, just tell the devil, no. Lisa, you did the right thing, Lisa. You declared that this is not, I'm just killing myself. I'm filling my lungs with this smoke. And there is all types of back stuff that happens. You end up with cardiopulmonary disease, COPD. If they tell you you have that and you've been smoking forever and a day, now we got to be in prayer for your healing. Thanks to God. I know that this is about an earthquake that happened. And on today, I pray that this message shifted you and shook you enough to tell the truth and shame the devil so you can get to work. Listen, people are dying around us so quick. I have so many funerals right now, just five. I bet it's like Jesus, three in one, two in one day, one in the morning, one in the evening. That's how fast people are going, saints of God. And we're here, we're in the room, and we're coming to God. Today, our darling sins that we've been hanging on to. Let's get rid of them. Who's next? Thank you, Leisha. I appreciate it. Is there anyone else? Thank you, Ms. Dean. Thank you also. I forgot the one that just spoke, but please forgive me on this morning. Is there anyone else you know on this morning that you have a situation and you can be bold enough to talk about it? Let's go. We have a few moments. I'm going to give you back some time today. I won't take you all the way till 8. Is there anyone? It's very silent. You could think about it. It's either now or never or later. One way or the other, something has to break. Something has to give.
Go ahead. Am I joining?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, this is Glorious. Good morning. Hi. God bless
you. Good morning,
you. Thank you for that. Well, thank you for that declaration. So as I'm thinking about the declaration, I thought about the thing being suddenly, but thinking about the things that had to happen in order for the jailer and his family to end up getting saved and delivered. The people had to be praying. The church was praying. Paul and Silas had to be there. He had to see the manifestation of the move of God. And because God had all those things happen, he suddenly, him and his family, suddenly his eyes became open so that he can see that there is a better way, that God does love him and God is really real. And so his whole family was saved. And so it made me think about how, like you working in, I worked in the jail system and thinking about how not just jail, but just in life, we go through just doing life, how we do it. And without... until we become aware of God gives us revelation of himself and his working in our lives, we'll just go on just like everything that's going on is regular, but it's not regular. God has so much a better way for us. He's given his very best in order that we would have eternal life. And so every day that we live, he's given us the opportunity. He's allowing the steps to happen so that the revelation of the things in our lives that need to be delivered, we need to release, we need to be healed of, we need to let go of, so his spirit can be made even stronger in us through the presence of the spirit, the Holy Spirit in us. So God bless you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And I'm going back on mute.
Thank you, my sister. And let me say this. Look, the steps of a good man are ordered by God. And so sometimes our incarceration is necessary. I know many of you listen, they got a bunch of saints behind bars.
Mm-hmm.
They in there. They couldn't get you to preach while you was free out on the street, you know, going to the, you know, you're doing evangelism and hospital care, aiding to the sick and the shut in. Wouldn't get you to do it. You were too busy. But now you're away, and now all of a sudden, your Bible pops back up. You ain't got it on the phone. Now you're in behind bars. Listen, these messages come not to provoke you, but to promote you to change. Yes, they come to elevate you. I mean, all of us are guilty of something. I won't tell you I've been, you know, all the way squeaky clean. I was dirty, too. I was dirty. Seriously. And when I say that, I always talk about my deliverance. My deliverance is I was an alcoholic. And they were like, how you be an alcoholic and you wasn't drinking? I drank. I was a binge drinker. I drank on the weekends. Give me from Friday night to Sunday morning, I'd be on it and cracking. And let me tell you, a change came about. Oh, yes. My experience. I tell you, so as we are speaking, we speak from experience. We're talking from, you know, things that a place where we are now allowed to go in. Listen, the very prison that I was working in as an administrator, I was also able to go in and be a part of this group. Listen, some of those inmates, you're not gonna, they're lifers. The ones that, the prison that I was at, they're lifers. They'll never go home. They'll never see the light of day. There's no parole. Yeah, there's people that are there like that. And they need other people. They need an outside source. They're working on everything they can do. That's the time where they become so brilliant. They're making cards. They're now doing our license plates and making chairs. And, oh, I mean, the greatest workers are there behind bars, never to be able to come out. They wouldn't iron their clothes and wouldn't barely put on some clothes. But now they are in the prison guards. Yes, and I say garb. That means clothing. That means you are, your issue is your uniform. Some are in white. Those that I worked in back in the South, they're no joke. That place, listen, when I heard the door close behind me, I was like, God, I just want your peace for the day. I don't want anything to go haywire. Let an inmate get out. Let them run. They won't get very far. Most of them are found. Listen, you will be found in your darling areas, whatever that is. It may not be a cigarette. It may not be, you know, it might not be alcohol. It may be a prescription drug. It may be, you know, we use all different types. There's all type of perversion that happens in our walk. There's all kind of breaks that could happen, but we're the ones that God has entrusted to carry the mantle, the oil, the word. If you are a speaker on this line, you need to send a message over to our, you know, administrators, our team, and say, you know what? I'm a speaker. And I'm not talking about just, I'm talking about you've been doing this for a while. We have some real men and women of God on this line. And we need you to help us push. Because we're in a situation right now that only God can do it. Don't want to move until you change me. I need him to come like a rushing wind in your life today. Maybe the wind will blow. Maybe it'll take an earthquake, just even as they were in Acts 2,
and they were in the upper room. They were like, shoot, I know Joe. Joe doesn't speak that late. They all were on one accord. Maybe we can be on one accord on today. Is there anyone else in this room? There was only two people that had encounters here. Don't wait till you need to tell your encounter and you can't tell it. Today is the day. And I remember they used to preach fire and brimstone messages when I was coming up in Church of God in Christ. And I was like, Jesus, you know what? If I'm not in hell, I'm already and walked in hell's door because the messages were fire. When you left there, you was nervous from the house of God. You were nervous because you were like, God. And he was steady saying, when are you going to come to me? When are you going to change your ways? When are you going to stop lying? When are you going to stop your cussing? When are you going to stop fussing? Fighting. Let's fight for our real right. I want to live. I want to serve. Is there anyone in this room on today? We are just about wrapping it up. Is there anyone? One. Because see, right now you're under Holy Ghost arrest. And the jailer, the magistrate, is here. Our Holy Spirit, is there anyone? All right. Well, with that being the room is silent today. Silence is golden. Let me tell you, thank you, Sister D, again. Sister Gloria, the ones that were bold enough to step forward. These are women of God, and they take their charge not lightly. Not at all. I'm talking now, so that way I don't want to be said too late. Seriously, I don't. And I'm pleading. And guess what, y'all? I done broke a sweat this morning. And not even, it's just the fire of God. The fire. You need to come close to the fire of God. Let it burn out everything. I know you're grown. I know that. It's my way. But today, God said, let's get this right. How many ambassadors are on the line on this morning? And you're just cold chilling back there in the background. How many ambassadors do we have in the room? How many prayer warriors are on the line this morning? How many men? Thank you, Kevin. Also, thank you, brother, for coming on. Thank you, Juliet. Those are people that they're here day in and day out, pressing their way to you to make sure we are on the same page. We are not fighting against each other. We are for each other. And if God be for you, no one can be against you. I understand that this morning we have a mother is in the room, and she's having her birthday today. So I want everyone that is on the line to say happy birthday to our dear Mother Leomia. Mother Leomia, are you still on?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. God bless you. Happy
birthday,
Mother
Leomia. Happy birthday, Mama. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mama Leomia.
God bless you with many more.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Come on, y'all. I know there's more. Y'all want to send flowers? We can do that.
Happy birthday, beautiful lady. Thank you.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday.
Yo,
it's your birthday. Happy birthday.
Oh, okay.
It's your birthday. I'm sorry, it's the kids version, y'all. You know, we got these grandbabies. It's your birthday.
That's cute. That is cute.
Beautiful.
Is there anyone else? Is there anyone else? We have our celebratee. She's on the phone, and I believe she could give us a little testimony. Mama, go ahead and give a little testimony, just a little one.
Well, I just thank and praise God for letting me see 83.
See what I'm trying to say? That's a testimony right there. 83. Whoa.
And let me
oh my something. God.
I thank God for it because I have even died once. I even died, and God brought me back. And I just, oh my God, I have so much to thank him for. And I'm not even going to try to name them all because it's too many. But I just thank him for everyone. And I thank him for you all, too. You are my loves. I love you so much. Thank you.
Mother Leomia, where are you calling us from? What city or what state?
North Carolina.
Okay, now y'all see she's calling way from North Carolina. They're a little ahead of us. I think, 3 hours ahead of the Bay Area?
I think
so. California?
Yes.
Okay. All right. This is our Pastor Gloria's mom, for those of you all don't know who Mother Leomia is. And she really graces our room, and her testimonies have really been, just phenomenal. A woman who died once and is still yet alive. Oh, that's a good one right there. I can't touch that with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah,
I'm just trying
to,
I'm like Alicia.
We want to send Mama Leomia a gift, you know, probably to Cash App or whatever it may be. So make sure you send it or post it in the group, girl.
Okay, I'll do that. I'm going to.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. Thanks, everybody. Happy birthday, Mama.
Love
you. Glow for the glow for the ones that's not in the group. Just go ahead and give it on the. I was saying glow for the people that's not in the victory room or in the group. If you can go ahead and give your Cash App. Because, you know, they might want to give and they can't, they don't have access to the room, which access is available, but since we got us here, go ahead and give it.
All right. Well, if you want to send it to my Cash App, I'm going to have to send it to Jeffries because Mama doesn't have Cash App. So my Cash App is $3N, the letter N, 1NME. 3N1NME.
So that's a dollar sign.
The number 3.
N,
the letter N.
N
the number
I,
1. No, the number 1.
One
the letter
okay.
1. The number 1. And then M-E.
And then N-E.
Mm-hmm.
M-E?
M-E.
Okay. M-E. Okay.
Three,
oh, it's 3
one,
N 1.
1 N-ME.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
3 and 1 and me. Okay. Got you.
All right. Thank you.
Well, everyone.
And thank you all.
I appreciate it.
A bless.
Thank you, Mama. Thank you.
Bring me a piece of cake, Mama.
Thank y'all for coming on, Mama.
See what I'm trying to say? We're going to look for that birthday cake. Ain't nothing like the birthday cake, y'all. But anyway, what we're going to do is we're going to go on and close our call out and today. Mother Leomia, do you want to pray us out? I believe you can give us a little word. This is your day. So we're going to just honor you and let you pray us out. How about that? Just, you know, nothing. You don't have to do whatever. Whatever the Holy Spirit tell you. God bless.
God Mama. Bless you all. Thank you so much. And thank you for this opportunity. Father God, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus, thanking and praising you. We thank you and praise you, Father, for declared victory. Thank you, God. And I ask you, Father, to please look upon each in every one of Declare Victory, and bless them with whatever blessings that you see them standing in need of. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for another opportunity to come to you. We thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for being our Lord and our Savior. Father, we ask you to look over each and every one as they go through their day this morning. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Amen. That was so beautiful.
Enjoy your birthday.
So with that, don't forget TNT Bible study tonight. Have a blessed day. God bless you all in your release. God bless you.
Have a blessed day, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.
Beautiful, Marcy.
Thank you.
Happy birthday,
Marcy.
Happy birthday to you. Have a good day, y'all.
Thank you.